Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we can begin chapter 7 in the book of Romans. We're in verses 1 through 4 this morning. Are you unaware, brothers, for I am speaking to people who know the law, that the law has jurisdiction over one as long as one lives? Thus, a married woman is bound by the law to her living husband. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law in respect to her husband. Consequently, while her husband is alive, she will be called an adulteress if she consorts with another man. But if her husband dies, she is free from the law, and she is not an adulteress if she consorts with another man. In the same way, my brothers, you also were put to death to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might belong to another, to the one who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. You feel like you bear fruit for the Lord? The law remains in place. There is no way around the law. As life takes place, until death do you part, and the fields become a legal place. When we break the law, we go to jail or pay fines to overcome our wrongs, just as Jesus reminds us today that even those who break the law still reside under his wings of salvation, because one can commit to living a life of righteousness without being a burden to society, while living for God first, enhancing the surroundings of your very own community. For it takes many to make up this place we call home. Today, I get a chance to visit the imprisoned, as our Lord and Savior encourages us to feed the poor, care for the sick, and visit the imprisoned. Every community has a place that can be accessed to bring the joy of living for Jesus, allowing a change to enter the souls of those who are paying their debts to society. Kairos is the name of this prison ministry, and if you want to learn more, please let me know. Today, we actually get to bring cookies into the prisoners, and we are once again allowed to bake our own goods. And it's such a joy just to be able to sit down and share what freedom means in Christ, even though bound by the bars of society's debts. Jesus frees them in ways that we allow to flourish, and we encourage the opportunity for this fruit that our Lord allows us to be, to help ripen and taste the freedom of his glory. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for those who are dying today. Lord, lift them up and give them peace. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 7. We begin chapter 7 this morning with verses 1 through 4. It's a two-stanza poem, ongoing in some areas. It's titled, God's Fruit You Produce as Thirst. Lifelong Law Jurisdiction. Woman married bound. Only dying husband restrictions. Law release again. Marry sound. Adulteress consorts with others unless husband dies first. Death put to you in Christ lovers. God's fruit you produce as thirst. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's November 27, 2021, and I'm recording this morning bright and early at 5:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Please say a prayer today for our ministry, Kairos, as we go inside the prison here locally in Avon Park, Florida. Just lift us up, and we'll be there today from 7:30 until probably about 3 o'clock this afternoon. And we just absolutely trust the prayers of those around us to guide us and keep us safe and to keep those there lifted in the Lord's Spirit. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I'll miss you today and I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. And God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us in our podcast today, we'd like to take a moment of silence before we go into some impromptu work. We just end our podcast in the name of Jesus each day in rhyme, maybe talking about different subjects. But this time, we're thinking about those men in blue. We call them men in blue because they have to wear these blue uniforms all the time. And we just ask that you lift these men up and give them grace, Lord, to look at you in your face and take over their own dead space and live in the human race, one given as the opportunity to know salvation as your one and only love of mercy by his grace. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. John and Marie, have a great day today. We love you guys. Peace be with you. As we close, in the name of Jesus, at 7:21. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus. What a blessing to know the name of Jesus.